Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So happy total eclipse day. I got to tell you, people are losing their minds, It's an eclipse. We've been through it. I remember seeing an eclipse as a kid in the 70s. We had our little baby index card that you had to poke a hole in and stare at it, and you kept being yelled at by your parents and teachers. Don't look at the sun. You're like, do I look at it or do I not? What do you want me to do? I got to tell you, though, I'd rather people be excited about something astronomical and something historic than some of the other stuff that people go into a frenzy over. Just be safe and understand that when you look at the sun, it could be pretty dangerous. It could cause something called solar retinopathy, where direct visualization of the sun could kill some of the cells and parts of your retina. You really can't feel your retina affected, so you don't know how much you're burning it until later when you start to have visual distortion issues, figuring out colors. Sometimes you might get a little flash or a little temporary blind spot. So we want you to use eye protection. Well, as with any sort of frenzy or anything that a lot of crowds are going to be getting excited about, you have very bad actors selling bad glasses. And we are being told that the market is being flooded with fake solar eclipse glasses. Some of them look like 3D glasses. Some people are saying just use your welding glasses. You got to be careful. You have to be careful because if you stare at the sun, you could be in trouble. I'm going to be like looking at the sidewalk. I want to see how the sidewalk changes. I want to see if I could get the reflection of the sun, you know, as it's on the sidewalk. I don't have any glasses. I didn't know what to buy. So for those of you that have a pair of glasses and are looking at them going, are they good or not? Well, one sign of it being legit, according to the American Astronomical Society, is all solar eclipse glasses should have a label with ISO number 12312/2. Sometimes it might have a little bit more detail, 2/2015. Now, again, we got to be careful with something like that because a bad actor can say, fine, I'll add that number to it. You can replace the label. And unfortunately, some people are going to be using, any sort of gimmick to at the last minute hand people glasses. So if you have a pair of glasses and you don't know if they're legit, another thing you could do when you look at the number is look at the vendors. There is, let me give credit where credit is due. CNET gives a list of vendors that sell solar filters and viewers that are supposed to be reputable. So you could take a look, and if you did get, let's say, your glasses from, I don't know, Halo Eclipse or American Paper Optics or whatever, you could double check and see if there is a tracing. If the company is legit, somebody didn't buy it or pretend. Another thing you do is when you get the glasses, test them at home. So true solar eclipse glasses, you can't see out of them. They cannot double for your sunglasses. You can't use them at the beach. You can't see. They are very, very dark. And at home, what you could do is you could try testing it on a bright light. Have a bright light on in the house. If it if you see it lightly and it's very soft and dim, there's a good chance your glasses are of that darkness and depth that you need for the solar eclipse. I don't trust anything 100% because they're my eyes, so I worry a little bit. But always do a test. If you don't have a bright light and you want to test it now on the sun, yeah, I mean, I guess you could, you know, I just don't want you to test on the sun. I'd rather you do a bright light. Have somebody flash a flashlight. You should be able to see the light dimly. If you think, okay, I think my glasses are legit, I got them at a safe place, it's got the IOS number, I think I'm good. When you do look at the sun, you should be able to see the eclipse, because you're not going to see the total eclipse first, you're going to see the crescent. So the crescent should be fairly crisp, light, may yellowish, might look a little greenish, might look a little off color, but that's all you see. And you shouldn't be able to see much of anything else. If you are like me, that don't have glasses, and all of a sudden there's all this hype outside, so you decide to look outside and you do not look up, do not look up. Okay, and your regular sunglasses are not enough. Don't be doing this. In fact, with the last eclipse last year, I took an index card and I did the pinhole like we did back when I was a kid. And for probably maybe 30 to 45 minutes, I had a spot in my eye of that crescent that followed with me. It was a temporary blind spot. So I'm not going to do the index card thing. It's just not worth it. What I'm going to probably do is go online and watch the real cool eclipse pictures. And I get everybody wants to say they were there. They want to do selfies. They want to take off work. Apparently there's a lot of people taking off work today. I don't mind, because I'd rather people be excited about something. Wasn't there people in Michigan calling for death to Israel and death to America? And yeah, I'd rather you go to a crowd that's excited about astronomy than a crowd that's calling for the death of Americans and the death of Israel. But you do have to be careful, because there's bad people on this earth, and they want to screw people over, take advantage, sell things. Sell a t-shirt. If you want to make money during the eclipse, sell a t-shirt, but don't sell fake glasses. So what time are we looking at in terms of people being able to see the eclipse? So if we look at central time, Dallas, Texas may be able to see the totality around 1:40 to 1:44 p.m. I live in the Pacific, so we're not really going to see totality, but we'll see partial eclipse. It's supposed to start, I live in Las Vegas, so it's supposed to start around 10:20 a.m. Pacific time. Totality, well, when it would be the most, would be at about 11:20 a.m. And then it all ends by about 12:20. It's a possible two-hour process. So anywhere between your time, 10 and noon, just read your paper on your local time, but please be careful. There's some real jerks out there selling fake glasses. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So hand sanitizer hasn't been in the news in a while. I think hand sanitizer left the news after, during COVID, there were all these these demands that businesses have hand sanitizer, and some of the ones in my local area, they were homemade. People made their own homemade hand sanitizer, and it smelled like tequila. It smelled like vodka and rum for a lot of months in my neck of the woods. And in fact, I don't want to name the store I went into, but it's a pretty big, large, well-known store. When we would put on the hand sanitizer, because you had to, when you walked into the store, you had to use your hand sanitizer, you would stink for hours. And it wasn't a typical hand sanitizer smell. So I think that was the last time I think hand sanitizer made it in the news. A few years before COVID, it made it in the news, hand sanitizer, because some people's hand sanitizer were exploding in the heat. If you live where I live in southern Nevada, and temperatures can easily get close to 120, and people's hand sanitizer were exploding. And mind you, there's alcohol in them. Could be flammable. So, but after that, it's been kind of quiet. Well, now we have a news alert saying that hand sanitizer and aloe gel has been recalled over warnings that it could cause comas or blindness. Now, this isn't all, but there were several lots of a brand of hand sanitizer that contained methanol. Methanol could put consumers at risk for serious health issues. The recall affects 40 lots of Aruba aloe hand sanitizer gel alcohol 80% and Aruba aloe alcoholada, like a pina colada alcoholada gel. It contains alcohol denatured with methanol, according to FDA. The FDA warned in the recent recall that if you are exposed to substantial methanol exposure, you could get nausea, vomiting, headache, blurred vision, coma, seizures, permanent blindness, as well as damage to your central nervous system or death. So the FDA is asking customers to stop using them and discard them. Aruba's Aloe Balm NV hand sanitizer gel. It's like dark green. I've seen these. I've used the products, but I guess they have methanol. Then the Aruba Aloe Alcoholada gel is used for temporary relief of pain and itching associated with minor burns, sunburn, insect bites, minor skin irritations, and it's packaged in a couple different sizes, and those are being recalled. So during the pandemic, the FDA created a list, according to Fox News, of over 600 potentially dangerous hand sanitizers and discovered an uptick in the number of hand sanitizers that had been made with methanol rather than the approved ethyl alcohol. Now, methanol is used in industrial settings, but it's not really designed to be used on the skin. When you ingest it, you could get pretty sick. Remember there were these teenagers who were actually trying to get drunk and high by ingesting the hand sanitizers, and they took in too much methanol. There was even methanol poisoning that people didn't realize that there was that much of. They thought they were just getting regular alcohol. And so certain sanitizers that they found in Mexico and America had this. And just to review, signs of methanol poisoning are headache, blurred vision, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, drowsiness, confusion, seizures, nerve damage, coma, and death. You need to be aware of what you're putting on your body. And so people ask what, you know, and I'm not saying all the products, it's just certain lots had methanol in them, but you know, do you really need hand sanitizer? Hand sanitizer is a, what's the word for it when, I don't want to say when you're lazy. What's the word for, there's a, and I apologize, I'm having a brain fart. That's what the eclipse does. It's something that makes your life easier. And I know there's the easy word. It's at the tip of my tongue. And it's not a necessity. Soap and water and good hand washing is a necessity. You have to be able to have access to soap and water. Giving people hand sanitizer allows there to be that ease of having something to clean your hands with, because it's alcohol. I mean, I hate to do this, say this, but how many times did I clean my kids' hands, you know, by dipping a napkin in my husband's beer when I needed to clean their hands and we didn't have any water nearby, you know? I mean, I use something to try to kill off the bugs, but it's supposed to be a temporary thing. we're not supposed to be using these products all the time. It's if you need something in a pinch, you have it. But I see individuals, and COVID started this, where your hand sanitizer was a minute-to-minute ritual. Now, I learned early on that I couldn't tolerate hand sanitizer because for years in my practice, my skin would crack. It gets cold where I live in southern Nevada, and some of us get eczema where our hands during the winter get dry and cracked. But I started to notice that it got worse the more hand sanitizer I used. And I noticed I wanted to use, you know, and we used to use antibacterial soaps. They start to change that, where you can't get antibacterial soaps as easily as you can anymore. But when my skin was breaking and opening, I'm like, how is this good? Not to mention, I was hand sanitizing for my patients, yet are open cracks in your skin safe for your patients? So I learned early on, there's no way I could be doing this long term. I'm going to use soap and water, glove up. I'll always glove because I don't want any cracks in my skin during winter season when your hands get dry and cold and crackly to affect my patients. And or I would wrap the hands. And luckily, after I stopped the hand sanitizers, I rarely have any issues with my skin. So, you know, being clean is important. But even before COVID, we talked about how we might be over-sanitizing. When we over-sanitize and we are using these wipes inappropriately and not doing it correctly, like wiping half-ass, but not thoroughly scrubbing and disinfecting, you give rise to resistance. You give rise to bugs that can overcome. And how does that work? Well, you have to kind of imagine like a cartoon. Okay, imagine all these bugs get, you know, the first assault with bullets or whatever. And then whoever rises from that obviously had some pretty good genes or some pretty, you know, good strength. They make progeny that has that same strength from that assault of an antimicrobial or a disinfectant or an antibiotic. And so resistance happens because the progeny that survive can make more progeny and allow a possible higher resistance. Now, if you did it right and you knocked them out good, they can't make babies, you know, baby bacteria or baby pathogens that could possibly have that resistance. So that's why with antibiotics, there's this, you know, they don't want you taking just an antibiotic for a day and be done. They want you to do it right. Although you might not necessarily need to do the full 7 or 10 days. Now they're looking at studies where if you knock it out, you know, in 3 to 5 days, you might be fine depending on the bug. So when we look at our hand sanitizers and our antimicrobial wipes, most of us do a and we're done. Okay, you know when you wash your hands, you aren't supposed to just, you're supposed to sing the happy birthday song or the ABCs twice when you wash your hands. All right, it's not supposed to be like this. Well, but people use a hand sanitizer, it's just a quick, not good enough. Now, I'm not saying you have to lather in hand sanitizer for 2 minutes. No, that's for hand washing with soap and water. But there is a 99% chance that people are using their hand sanitizer inappropriately and incorrectly. And one of the reasons why they do is they don't want to lather their hands up in it and get it into the crevices and get the exposure. Well, if you're already having that sort of apprehension, then use soap and water. And so I don't want people panicking. I think, again, these things are very, there's a definite role. But when I see what people do, I mean, my kids that play baseball, and I see the moms, their kids' hands are dirty, and they would squirt the hand sanitizer on the dirty hands. Well, there's still dirt and mud on their hands. It's not going to sterilize mud. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
USA News Update. Over the weekend, millions in the Northeast were still feeling aftershocks from Friday's 4.8 magnitude earthquake. Since then, there have been several minor aftershocks, including some early Saturday morning. Those all registered as being below 2.0 on the scale. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says there are no other reports of damage beyond what happened on Friday. It's the end of an era, as one of the country's more popular game show hosts is calling it quits. After more than 40 years, USA's Laura Winters reports.
The final Wheel of Fortune episode, hosted by Pat Sajak, scheduled to air on June 7th, marking the finale of the show's 41st season. Sajak, who announced last year that this season would be his last, will be replaced by Ryan Seacrest. Sajak will remain as a consultant for the next 3 years.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we speak a lot about jobs and getting jobs and interviewing and how not to get fired or when to quit. But a very common question I've been getting from people is, what happens if you're maxed? What happens if you're working for a company? You like the company, but you're not going to go much farther with that company. and you are starting to realize, we used to call them, I guess, the golden shackles, where you have the job and roughly a salary you need, but now you're afraid to leave. And you can't leave because you don't feel like you could get a job, or if you do get a job, you could get fired from that new job. And so do you just stay put and keep doing the same thing for the next 10, 15, 20 years? And I know, you know, we're not crying a river for individuals who do have a job. They're very, very lucky. You have a job that's making good pay. You feel like you'd be, you know, you not get a lot of support for quitting it. But apparently it's something that a lot of people are feeling right now. They got the job. They're in the job. They know how to play the game. They know how to roughly stay safe. They can live okay on the income, but they can't go anywhere. Even if there is the possibility of promotion, promotion doesn't necessarily mean job security, or it's a crappier job. I told you, when I was waiting tables, one of the restaurants I was working at was asking desperately for a manager. Said, "Dahlia, will you consider being manager?" And I'm like, "Oh, hell no. I make more money making tips. I'm fine where I'm at." And managers get fired. You guys go through managers like toilet paper. I think I'm good. But after a while, you know, you can't be in that position for much longer. I'm the type of person, for me, where I need incentive. I mean, I'm motivated. But for me, the type of jobs I do really well on is when there's a bonus structure, where if I want to make money, I get out of work. If I don't want to work, I'm not going to get fired because they're not paying me to not, you know, to not work. So it's a great relationship with the boss. When I work, I get paid. If I don't work, I don't get paid. Piece of cake. Now, I know some individuals like the jobs, and I don't blame you, where you get paid no matter what. You can have days off. Yeah, you could sleep in, and you're still getting paid the same amount. Those are nice. But some of you are noticing that you are afraid to leave, and you are now maxed. And inflation, and with where things are going in terms of price and medical costs, yeah, I mean, some of you want the weight loss drugs. Well, whatever your budget was prior to you wanting to start the weight loss drugs, your income doesn't cover it now, and so you now want to make more money. You want to succeed, and you want to progress. So what do? Well, one, figure out what are your goals. If you want to become vice president or CEO, then you need to stick with the company or that industry and start figuring out and talking to your boss and talking about others about how you could progress. But if you're like, "Well, no, I just want to be rich." Okay, well, and that's okay. I mean, being rich or wealthy, two different things, by the way. But, you know, having wealth, always try to go for wealth. Don't try to be rich. Go for wealth. The wealth is a little bit more diverse. It's a little bit more, it provides more support, a little bit more of a foundation. And you have a portfolio. You know, you don't want to just get rich quick. You want to have wealth. And health is wealth, by the way, too. Make sure you're healthy. So if you're in a job where you're like, this isn't where I wanted to be. I needed a job. I got into this job. I grew in this job. I got promoted in this job. I'm here, but I don't want to do this for 20 years, 30 years. No way. I don't want to leave this earth saying that's what I did. Well, what I always recommend from a psychological standpoint is, what is it that you've always wanted to do? Is it you've always wanted to work in a hotel? You've always wanted to work in a school? You've always wanted to work? I mean, not everybody's going to become principal, but most teachers, they don't want to be principal. And they're like, "No, I'm fine doing the teacher thing and doing my own thing." But if you're in education going, I don't want to just do grade school. I've wanted to do college level teaching, or I've wanted to run a school. I've wanted to, you know, don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. If there's something you've always wanted to do, do it now while you're younger, while you're stronger, because tomorrow you're not going to be as young. All right? So if there's something that you have always wanted to do and you just haven't been able to get off your butt to do it, then do it, because you are going to have regrets. You just don't want to salvage and lose your job. If you don't care about the job and you're like, I got plenty of money, I am ready to take that risk. I am ready to work out of my garage like Steve Jobs and come up with the next new tech thing. I'm going to have to quit to do it full time. Yeah, I mean, look at me with radio. I had to leave. I had to cut my time seeing patients by a third because I saw patients all day into the night. I mean, it was so it wasn't a half day. It was a third, I cut, you know, to do radio. And taking that one step back to go two steps forward made me happy. I'm so glad I have a career in media and show business. I love it. Did I make less money at first? Yes, absolutely. But I didn't mind because I still had income coming in. If you are going to not have income coming in, you can't be starving. You got to pay your bills. To follow your dreams, you know, you have to still have some baseline income. But if you're at a job where you feel you've maxed and you realize it, you need to slowly start figuring out what is it you want to be. And also understand if that's actually the right, you know, be careful what you wish for. Now, being in management sometimes changes things. You know, working. Some people are saying, oh, I really want to work for Elon Musk. I want to be in one of his companies. I love the way he thinks, etc. Well, have you done your research? What's it like to work for an Elon Musk company? Elon Musk might not, you know, put up with a lot of the BS. And so you, if you have a more cush job now, might not be so cush later. So you need to figure out exactly what are all your goals. Are your goals to spend time with the family? Are your goals to raise your kids? Are your goals to be at every game your kid does? Soccer, baseball, every recital. Is your goal to travel? Is your goal to be able to take care of a family member? So the problem I think we have is we concentrate on one goal. You know, my goal for years was I wanted to be in the movies. You know, and star opposite Bruce Willis and be his love interest, and then Jean-Claude Van Damme, and then Viggo Mortensen. Okay, well, you know, it's a wonderful goal. It's a very nice goal, but it's not realistic. Okay, what other goals do I have? And figure out what those other goals are. And I think we have this sort of bias against being at a job for a long time. See, that's how a lot of us baby boomers and Gen X's, I'm Gen X, thought, okay, well, you're in a job for a long time and then you get a pension. That's not the way the younger generations look at things. You're supposed to lily pad, you know, and jump to different, you know, jobs and go up the corporate ladder. Okay, well, that's great. That's fine. But what if you're happy? What if you like your income? You know, what if, you know, yeah, you might have wanted to be a VP, but you're not. Are you able to do your other goals? What if you've always wanted to start your own business? Some of these jobs where they're secure and you're getting a secure income, well, you know, if you always wanted to do a side gig or if you always wanted to start your own business or write your own books or cut your own albums, that you might actually be exactly where you need to be. So you really need to be honest about yourself. What exactly are your goals? Now, if you are in medicine and you really want to be a hospital administrator and you're working at the same urgent care and you're not going anywhere, well, then, yes, you might need to get your MBA. You might need to start researching that. But, you know, realize that our goals, we feel like we're a failure if we don't satisfy all our goals. And the thing is the average successful person satisfied maybe, I don't know, 3% of their goals. So do some soul searching. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know, doctors are always asked, what do you recommend? Do you want me to take 2 aspirin and call you in the morning? Should I take a Tylenol for this? Should I take a Motrin? What do you recommend? And more, I'm having people ask me, so doctor, when should I use marijuana? Would you recommend marijuana for this? When can I use marijuana? And there is a big demand right now from patients for their doctors to, or medical providers, nurse practitioners, PAs, to sort of prescribe them, maybe not an actual prescription, but to make that recommendation of, you know, smoke 2 joints and call me in the morning. Well, it's not going to happen yet. But it's happening. As marijuana is slowly being studied and we're finding applications for it, seizure disorder, pain, nausea treatment during chemo, and other sorts of applications in people with HIV, Crohn's disease, etc. There is, you know, many individuals are knowing other people whose doctors recommended marijuana, and they're like, okay, well, give me some too. And not all states have recreational marijuana. I live in a state where it's legalized, but there's many states out there where it's not legalized. And so people are asking for prescriptions. Or they want to use their HRA, which I don't think you can because marijuana is still considered illegal nationally, federally, still considered a controlled substance. But people want to have that, okay, we'll use marijuana. So then the question is when would a doctor tell you to go smoke a joint, right? They won't. You're not going to have a doctor. There is going to be no guidelines where a doctor tells you to go smoke a joint. There might be, in the future, doctors recommending edibles or gummies, but keep in mind, they are very restricted on what they could endorse because we don't know what the hell you're getting from some of these stores. We don't know what's FDA approved. There is, are FDA approved medications for seizure disorder like Dravet's and Marinol, for example. There's a few FDA approved drugs, but we're not going to tell you to go to a corner store and go and buy whatever because we're liable. That your patient can sue you. Anything a doctor tells you, they can be held liable. And so if you end up getting a psychosis or vomiting profusely or having heart failure or going into an arrhythmia and you say, but my doctor told me to get the marijuana, they told me to get the THC, they didn't advise me properly. They were too vague, so I chose the wrong strain. They're liable. And so doctors, if you want doctors to recommend marijuana for your anxiety, although some strains can worsen anxiety, for your depression, for your insomnia, then we need to have the lawyers back off. Okay, lawyers will have to give all doctors immunity, not that they have this in their power, to never sue them. And until that happens, a doctor's not going to be able to say, yeah, go to the store and go pick up some pot. They're not going to be able to do that. You know, do I think there are medical applications? Do I think cannabis could help people sleep? Do I think cannabis could relax people? Do I think we could fight the benzodiazepine pandemic and epidemic where people are on Valiums and Xanax and Ativans like there's no tomorrow? The insomnia epidemic we have where people are addicted to their Ambien or they always need something to help them sleep. They can't sleep on their own. Well, maybe. But if you're using marijuana every night, you're just swapping one sleep aid for another. And so, you know, I think people are a little frustrated because marijuana became legalized in multiple states, and many people were hoping that that would allow doctors to be able to relax a little bit, have a little bit more freedom on what to recommend, when to recommend it, and not have the liability, and there to also be cheaper forms of it. Marijuana is getting cheaper. Again, it all depends on the tax rate, because those who sell marijuana have to pay a boatload in taxes. So a lot of your marijuana is a lot more expensive than you would get on the street. It's just those, you're guaranteed that there was some sort of regulatory process, some sort of process to make sure that it was, you're getting what you think you're getting. But unfortunately, there's not that much regulation on these products. It blew up. People, once individuals or businesses found out they could open up, you know, marijuana shops, it was a free-for-all. So will your doctor, is your telemedicine doctor going to recommend marijuana? No, they're not allowed. They're not allowed to say, you know what, if none of your depression medicines aren't working, just use marijuana. They're not going to, because there's just no consistency. We don't know what you're getting. Now, have drugs such as LSD, mushrooms, ketamine, things like that, been used in mental health settings? They have been, but they've been supervised. A doctor doesn't tell you to go and get some shrooms. They don't do that. You know, what these studies are showing are very well-controlled, choreographed studies where they are testing certain milligrams and amounts. And so, you know, I think our plants that we have on this beautiful earth can be utilized a lot more than we are utilizing them. We just spoke about hand sanitizers, aloe. I had a burn as a kid, and I cracked open a plant, and I put aloe on it, and it helped. It was amazing. It just, we as physicians can't necessarily recommend that. We recommend using cool water, cleaning soap and water, cleaning the burn. Because, again, we don't know what you're using. Yeah, you crack open an aloe plant from your backyard, what mites and ticks and bugs and insects and dirt are on that? Did I clean off the plant and sterilize it before I applied it to my burn as a kid? No, I didn't. Yet if a doctor says to do that and you get an infection, they're liable. So, you know, that's why we have this dichotomy here of patients self-treating, because their physicians are too afraid to say things because they'll get nailed. They'll get sued if it's not standard of care. And right now we don't have marijuana as standard of care except for some very rare, you know, glaucoma, chemotherapy reactions, loss of appetite, seizures, but we don't necessarily have that. And once that happens, yes. So I don't get upset if you ask your telemedicine doctor, you know, to prescribe marijuana and they say, no, sorry, cannot do. I also am not going to see people prescribing smoking it. I understand that when you smoke marijuana, it hits you faster. I get that. But no. We need to preserve our lungs. There's going to be no doctor saying to smoke the weed. No. And so it'll be very interesting to see where the gummies and the edibles go. I know people make their own, which, again, I don't recommend. Kids are getting into it. And again, you don't know what is the heat doing to some of the chemicals. You know, in order for your edibles to work, they have to be heated. You have to heat the marijuana to a certain degree. And so I don't know if I could trust that. So we're getting there slowly, but this anecdotal evidence that we're relying on can be very valuable. Don't blow it out. I mean, when people said certain things worked for them with COVID, I loved hearing about it because we need to learn. It's a new frontier. But just, you know, the medical community is going to be a little bit slow to jump on board if they don't have liability protections. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.